found Dorothy Kane with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I want you back, because I think you're cute, and I want to hold your hand. Just so you know, I'm tired. I really think it's a strange world we live in, dealing with people in India today, and dealing with Indians down the street, dealing with people in South America today. I mean, as if it's nothing. It is a strange world we live in. But one of the things that, to my joy, tentatively scheduled for Tuesday morning, is for me to sit down with three other people. A woman and two men. They're all Mormons. And we're going to discuss theology. What a surprise. Because they believe that Joseph Smith is indeed a prophet. And I would contend he's a fraud. So we are going to have what I anticipate to be a respectful conversation seeking the truth. Because I think you have to go into a conversation like this with the attitude is, show me if I'm wrong. Show me evidence that Joseph Smith is who he claims to be. And if I'm wrong, I will need to embrace him. Just as if I'm wrong about Muhammad being the prophet of Allah. If I'm wrong on that, I need to embrace him. But see, that's the thing. It's the willingness to contend or agonize the agony, as we see in the Greek, as something we are called to do. And I'm going to strive to do that with them. This is called an act of love. Because I'm ready to give an answer for the hope that is within me, and do so with gentleness and respect, not calling the police, not running and hiding and offering silence. I hope some of my kids, at least, will follow in that model. Dorothy Jane, I love you, and I want you back.